My name is Leah Nietzsche. I'm executive producer for Channel 7, and I'm here today to try to lobby people in the area to make sure that we can get as much potential support to try to ensure that there were the first 20 stations that go out on Freeview Channel 8 next year.
Now, this sounds an exciting thing if you can pull this off. There's a lot of people that have turned up today to hear what the bid's about. From you talking to these people, what do you think their general view is so far? Is it supportive?
Everybody's really excited about the potential of the local station being on Freeview. Obviously, what it means for people is that for the first time, if you can't actually afford to go onto pay TV, you can actually switch your television on, press number 8 on your remote control, and you can see your local channel for the first time.
What types of programmes, then, are you going to be offering that the other mainstream channels don't offer, then? I mean, how ultra-local are we talking?
Every programme will be directly linked to our local area. Now, by local, that could be potentially anything in Lincolnshire. It could be as wide as something going on, maybe south of Lincoln, potentially, because I think a lot of people are still interested in that. Obviously, things that are going on in the Scunthorpe area. But it could actually come down to individual wards, individual areas. For instance, there's a lot of television being produced around Freeman Street. So people might want to do something that's about Freeman Street that's on a regular basis. Whatever people want to watch, we can make sure we put on the channel.
The next stage is people need to put in their supportive bids by the 23rd of September. What is the next stage after that, then? What will happen?
Well, the consultation closes on Friday the 23rd of September. After that, we will wait for the government to make its decision on who the first 20 stations will be out of the 65 they've already identified. We'll then get an invite to put in a business plan to the government, and they will make a decision that's based on the amount of audience demand that there is and the viability and business sort of argument for the channel.
How positive are you that you are going to be one of the first 20 pioneering stations?
Gosh, it's very difficult to say. We have put ourselves in the best position that we can. We are the only station that is still running after 14 years. Now, that's got to say something about our viability and sustainability. It's not a definite decision, though, because initially the government were saying that they were just looking at cities. I'm hoping, however, that's going to change. And, you know, we've made ourselves have the best chances possible. So really, after Friday, it's fingers crossed.
And finally, a lot of the questions from talking to people is they're talking about cost, how much it's going to cost you to produce a programme in 24 hours a day. Does that worry you about getting the revenue in to make those programmes? Are you relying on your own people to do this?
No, I was looking at some figures the other night about the amount of hours of broadcasting. And for those people out there that are very good at mental arithmetic, you've got to look at 24 hours a day times 365 days a year. That's a huge amount of programming. And it's not realistic for us to be able to broadcast all of that fresh programming all the time. The bigger channels can't even manage that. So it's got to be a balance in what's happening on the schedule. But no, this is all about working in partnership with companies in and around Lincolnshire that have got media specialisms. So what we're looking to do is to talk to anybody who's interested in wanting to get involved, and we're going to look at commissioning programmes. That's where we see that the future is going to be for the channel.